Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Crescent City's Harbor District is focused on constructing a tsunami-resistant port, and to Harbor Master Richard Young's knowledge, it will be the first of its kind for the West Coast. With the last large tsunami that struck in March of 2011, a wave that was sparked by an earthquake in Japan, a large portion of the harbor's decks were destroyed. Instead of rebuilding to the specs that were washed out last time, Young says he's looking forward to building something more resistant and strong. As for how long it's going to take...
It's subject to an environmental work window in order to protect the environment. That work window has just been extended shortly a couple times by the Coastal Commission, and we're hoping for another short extension. But it'll take 2 years because of the work window. At the end of the day, we'll have the slips restored. We'll be back to being a fully functional harbor. It'll be stronger, more survivable than it has been in the past.
We will continue monitoring the progress. The National Weather Service has predicted a series of storms that will move through the area, continuing through the weekend. Brian Caffrey of the Weather Service says,
We're looking for a series of storms to move through. The first one will move in overnight tonight, bringing heavier rain down over Mendocino County, looking for like 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Low-lying areas could see localized flooding and rapid river and stream rise, as well as urban flooding on local city streets. The heavier storm is expected for tomorrow.
The stronger system will move through 2 to 4 inches of rain with localized amounts in the higher terrain of 3 to 6, and strong winds with this one, looking for 20 to 35 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 45 to 50 miles an hour through the day.
Sneaker waves along local beaches are not expected to be a problem, but high surf and wet conditions will make a trip to the beach damp and dangerous. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to remind customers that there are several steps North Coast residents can take to be prepared in case of power outages during the upcoming storms predicted to move through the area. Have battery-powered flashlights available along with a battery-powered radio. Keep your cell phone charged as long as possible and use only when necessary to preserve that battery. Freeze water in plastic containers that can be used in the refrigerator during an outage to keep food from spoiling, and turn off an electrical appliance during an outage to prevent a surge when power is restored. The County Drug Task Force conducted a probation search at the Royal Inn on 5th Street in Eureka. Officers contacted three people in the room, two of whom are on active probation. The search of the room turned up 2.5 pounds of marijuana with a street value of $4,000, Vicodin pills that were being sold for $2 per pill, a half ounce of meth, paraphernalia, and a loaded .22 caliber handgun. Officers arrested two men, 31-year-old convicted felon Robert Tyson, 27-year-old Stephen Ridley, who was wanted on a felony warrant. Both men were booked into county jail on possession charges as well as probation violation. Officers, they arrested 31-year-old Casey Hunter on suspicion of possession of meth, and she was booked and then released on a promise to appear in court. Anyone with information can contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Garberville office of the California Highway Patrol issued the results of the maximum enforcement period over the Thanksgiving holiday. CHP officers were out in force from Wednesday through Sunday night, and officers from the Garberville area CHP issued traffic citations, arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI, and responded to 8 traffic collisions. Officers contacted 265 drivers during the period, and they assisted 68 stranded motorists and responded to 1 DUI-related collision. CHP will be back at it again next month with a maximum enforcement period running through December 21st through the 25th. St. Joseph's Hospital will host Dr. Jeffrey Brenner this week as it continues its efforts to increase the availability of health care in the county, but also identify ways to make health care more efficient and affordable. Dr. Brenner runs a program in Camden, New Jersey that identifies patients who routinely make trips to the hospital's emergency room or have repeated in-hospital stays and coordinate ways for those patients to improve their health care. A $2.1 million grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation has been awarded to 6 healthcare alliances, including the local group, aligning forces in Humboldt, which work to improve the quality of healthcare offered. Dr. Brenner will meet with healthcare providers from across the country tomorrow to discuss the goals of the local program. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.